Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, the crypto space is absolutely buzzing right now. Ethereum's been on quite a run, pushing straight up toward that critical $1,800 resistance level. It's incredibly exciting to watch, and it really comes down to three big things converging: easing geopolitical tensions, a major shift toward risk-on market sentiment, and a pretty sharp short squeeze in the derivatives markets.
It's definitely a fascinating setup, but we have to keep our heads clear. Historically, $1,800 has acted as a pretty stubborn technical ceiling. That's the exact zone where buying momentum typically runs headfirst into serious selling pressure.
Exactly. For us to see a real, decisive breakout above that threshold, we're going to need sustained trading volume and a confirmed daily candle close. If it falls short, we'll likely just see Ethereum consolidate between those established support and resistance levels. But what's really fueling this current surge?
The primary catalyst is undoubtedly that short squeeze. As Ethereum's price climbed, traders betting against the asset faced mounting losses and were forced to buy back ETH just to cover their positions.
And that's where it gets wild. That wave of forced buying created a massive feedback loop. It was amplified by liquidation cascades in futures and options markets, which temporarily distorted spot prices and really accelerated the rally. It's almost like a chain reaction of buying pressure.
Which brings us to the broader picture. Macro conditions have shifted significantly. With geopolitical tensions cooling down, capital is flowing back into growth-oriented and speculative assets. That's restoring a lot of confidence across Ethereum's ecosystem, everything from decentralized applications and lending protocols to the NFT markets.
I love that sense of renewed optimism. But we also have to be realistic about what comes next. Following a short squeeze like this, increased volatility is practically guaranteed. So, how should traders be navigating this?
You need to closely monitor three key indicators to assess market health. First, trading volume. Sustained buying confirms momentum, while sharp drops signal exhaustion. Second, order book depth. Thick buy walls indicate strong support, and thin sell walls suggest an easier path to resistance. And third, perpetual futures funding rates. Unusually high positive rates often mean long positions are overcrowded, which can trigger a pullback.
That's such crucial data to keep an eye on. And of course, we can't forget that Ethereum's movement remains highly correlated with Bitcoin and broader market liquidity conditions. They really move in tandem, so you can't look at one without the other.
Precisely. Ultimately, whether Ethereum sustains this upward trajectory really comes down to one thing: maintaining that buying pressure past the $1,800 barrier. If it holds, we're looking at a new phase. If it doesn't, we brace for a pullback.
So for our listeners watching their portfolios, my advice is simple. Prioritize risk management above all else. Track those derivatives data points alongside your technical levels, and stay responsive to any shifts in macro sentiment. The market moves fast, and we want you to stay safe and informed.
Well said. Combining solid technical analysis with a deep understanding of market structure and derivative flows will be absolutely critical for navigating Ethereum's next price phase. Stay disciplined, watch the levels, and we'll see you on the next update.